So we said yesterday that a person has to have kavanah pir shemilas in the first bracha of Shemon Esrei, and that's ma'akev in the Shemon Esrei. So what does a person do if he realizes he said the first bracha and he was not machaber in the pir shemilas? So what is he supposed to do? So we're going to differentiate an halacha between a scenario where he is still holding in the first bracha and he's finished most of the paragraph and he realizes that he did not have kavanah. It's a situation where a person already finished, he already said Baruch Atah Hashem, and he can't go back. So what is he supposed to do at that point in time? So the Ramah says that since our problem nowadays is that we're not very good at being mechaven, we're afraid to have the person go back, which would be the ikur halacha, he should go back, because we're afraid he's not going to have kavanah the second time also. And that's for sure not going. It's for sure going to mean the shuba bracha lebatola. What is he saying the second time for? If it's not accomplished anything, he's just saying extra words in Milosh Manesrei. So, or if a person finished Manesrei, going back and saying davening a second time, we'd have that problem. So Ramos says the minhag is not to go back. Chayyadim says, but if you're holding at least in the first bracha of Manesrei, and you're still there, so you haven't went further, it would make sense that you should correct yourself and go back. So he says you should not repeat Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu, but from Elokei Avraham and onwards, a person could go back to that point and correct himself. So if he wasn't mechaber from that point onwards, he would correct himself. If he lost himself by Kanei Akol, he doesn't have to go back to Elokei Avraham. He goes back to the Kanei Akol, and he says the Kanei Akol there to the end of the bracha, and he says the bracha at that point in time. If a person finished. The first bracha already, and he's further on in Shemoneh Esrei at some point in time, he realizes he was not mechaven. So the Ramah says that we continue on. So the Beir Halacha says it doesn't make any sense. We're dealing with the person was not Yotze Tefillah. Whatever he's going to continue and say is going to be bracha levatola because you weren't Yotze Tefillah. So what are you doing? So how can you not be Yotze Tefillah? What's the Eitzah? So the Beir Halacha suggests that if a person is davening b'tzibur, the proper thing to do is to stand still quietly and wait till the chazan starts chazaras hashatz, and listen to the words of the chazan when the chazan says chazaras hashatz, and be yotze tefillah by listening to the words of the chazan up to the point where he's holding. So he realized by Hashiva Shavtenek Rari Shanov that he didn't have kavanah. So he would listen to the chazan from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei till Hashiva Shavtenu, and from that point onwards he would daven, continue davening by himself. That's the eitzah that the Beir Halacha says. The Rosh Hashanah has a play in his Sefer on Tefillah that the minhag is not to do like the Beir Halacha, and that which the Beir Halacha assumes that it would have a status of a bracha levatola, and he says how can you be yotze? So he wants to suggest that it does not have a status of a bracha levatola. You said the words of Tefillah. You said the words that you have. It's not considered a bracha levatola because you said the words. The halacha being yotze Tefillah, you weren't yotze because you have to have kavanah also. It's almost like there's two parts to the mitzvah of Tefillah. There's the part of saying the words, there's the part of the kavanah. So you were not a din of bracha levatola. He says, and therefore, there's those who say over, somebody told me yesterday they heard b'shem, one of the that there's no issue of walking in front of the person who's davening nowadays because you have a chazak. He wasn't mechaber in the first bracha. So he wasn't yotze. It's not Tefillah. You can walk in front of him. So that's what he said nowadays. That Sir Shamazam said that's Badafka, not true. It's still also to walk in front of somebody nowadays because it is called Tefillah. It's not a bracha levatola, and it is called Tefillah. And then another nafkamina of that psak, if you would say that, is davening b'tzibur. You need 10 people to daven Shemoneh Esrei. Do you have 10 people davening Shemoneh Esrei if 5 of them weren't mechaber in the first bracha? Well, that's an interesting question to think about. Sir Shamazam says it's called Tefillah b'tzibur. You had 10 people which davened. Some of them were not yotze, they're din tefillah. But it's called the din of tzibur, which is davening. Okay. Rosh Hashanah brings from the Chazanish. The Chazanish says an eitzah of being mahar b'liboy, the bracha. Thinking in your mind the words of the bracha, says, what do you accomplish with that? So there is a loch in Siman Samad Beis that a person who cannot, and we pass in here as lav kedibur. You cannot be yotze davening. We'll talk about that more next week. That davening must be expressed with your lips. You must actually say the words. But the halacha, the person who's an oinus, there the halacha says the person who's an oinus, he should not say the words. Then there is a concept of the halacha of hira kedibur, and you can be yotze with hira kedibur. So here's a person in a situation where he's an oinus, he can't go back and say the words. So here, at least he should be, if he's mahara, the words, as if he said that, that would accomplish that also. Then Rosh Hashanah says an interesting point. He says, even though it's not very not clear that this should work, But what do you lose? And since we're dealing with a question, you're not being yotze possibly, you might as well try it. We're not knowing to be machzor, we're not knowing to do the eights of the Mishnah Berurah about listening to the shots. So you should do that in of hearer. And he says, because we look at Shemoneh Esrei in many ways, it's like one long bracha. So it's like, it's not like you did tefillah b'libah, you said, you might say, you had the words and you had the kabbana all at the same time. Even though it wasn't exactly in the same bracha. We look at it as one long bracha, you can stick the kavana in after you said the words. A fascinating idea. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but it's a fascinating thought. But he says, he holds that you should do the eights of being mahar. The bottom line, it's very important that a person should work to train himself, to, in the first bracha, shown necessary at least, to have kavana. That he should have kavana for the pirush hamilas of the first bracha, shown necessary. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.